You're listening to SBS News.
The embattled aged care minister, Richard Colbeck, denies his party has lost confidence in him.
Are you going to resign, Minister? Prime Minister's cut you out of decision making?
It's not true.
The minister telling SBS News he hasn't been cut out of key decision-making within his party. The opposition, though, seized the opportunity for a second day, dedicating an entire parliamentary question time to the failings of the government's aged care emergency response. Labor leader Anthony Albanese ramped up the attack.
My question's to the Prime Minister, and I refer to his decision to remove aged care minister Richard Colbeck from decisions to activate new aged care emergency measures. Isn't this a declaration of no confidence in the capacity of Minister Colbeck to do his day job? And if that's the case, why is this minister still there?
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is still backing his minister.
What we are doing is addressing the challenges that has resulted from the outbreak in community transmission.
The member for McMahon is now warned.
And the Minister for Aged Care has been acquitting his responsibilities in those areas.
But Mr Albanese says the government's handling of the crisis has had deadly consequences.
This has resulted in more than 300 aged care residents losing their life, 10 aged care homes in Victoria experiencing more than 100 cases, and more than 1,100 aged care residents battling COVID-19 as we meet here in this Parliament today.
The Prime Minister acknowledged the tragic deaths in aged care in Victoria, but says nationally the figures paint a different picture.
The government has acknowledged all of these. But it is also true, Mr Speaker, that in 97% of cases, of the more than 2,700 aged care facilities in this country, that there have been no COVID infections.
Scott Morrison insists that while the federal government funds and regulates aged care and was tasked with safeguarding the sector during the pandemic, ultimately state governments are responsible for public health. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.